All right, Jabo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on the top of page Tuf Gimel. So remember, again, on page Tuf Gimel, so we're in the middle of the Maisa, the Abderav, and... No, I'm sorry. I take that back. Tuf Aleph. Tuf Aleph, the beginning of Tuf Aleph. So remember, again, we're dealing with the story of the Abderav, the Oiv Yisrael, who had sent his chosid. He was making a chasana, was a destitute individual, to a rich man in order to go ahead and secure funds for the daughter's wedding. The rich man was exceptionally dismissive of the supplicant as well as of the Rebbe. Make a long story short, rich man loses his wealth, comes to the Rebbe and says, Rebbe, obviously I offended you, I upset you, I hurt you. I'm asking for mechila, and hopefully you'll grant it, and perhaps be able to restore my wealth. So the Rebbe says, you don't understand what has unfolded over here. He said, this was not an issue that you upset me. It's not an issue that you offended me. But rather, again, he begins to tell the man the incredible story that happened before his neshama, the Abderav's neshama, came down to this world. So he began to see yesterday that in Shemayim, before his neshama came down to this world, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give him incredible wealth, wanted to give the Oiv Yisrael, the Abderav, incredible wealth. But the Oiv Yisrael said, I don't want the wealth, because the wealth will interfere in my spiritual pursuits. I want to be able to focus on Torah, to the exclusion of everything else. So second paragraph, Taf Aleph, Yashvu v'danu b'beizin shalmala mala asositi. So the Abderav says, before my neshama came down, it's amazing. So they had a whole sichsuch, they had a whole discussion in Shamayim, what should they do with me? Ulebasof hitziu sha'ani evchar eza neshama sha'usher shali yiyem mufkad etzlof. No, thank you, say. And he said, and they finally ruled that I should choose someone who, with whom my wealth should be deposited. So the way they paskin in Shemayim was that, okay, Abderav, right, you don't want to become wealthy, you're fine. You have to choose in the Shema, you have to choose someone else who is going to be the beneficiary of the wealth that was supposed to come to you. Vani, bacharti oscha l'shem kach. And the Rebbe now saying to the formerly rich man, I chose you. My neshama chose your neshama to be the beneficiary of this wealth. V'chol ha'ashirus sha'haisa l'cha haisa mishali. And all the wealth that you had was really not yours. The wealth that you had really came from me. V'hine, kasher ha'yisi tzarech pam achas sikum shal kasef, kadeh l'sito l'osani, v'shalachti oso eilecha, shetitin lo mikaspi shemufkad etzlecha. And then one time where I needed something, so I sent a message to you that you should give this ani from what? From my money. That was my wealth which was deposited with you. That was my wealth that was sitting with you. So I sent a message, and you're right, I didn't beg you, I didn't supplicate, I dispensed with platitudes. I just simply said, please give the money to so-and-so. Why? Because it's not yours. Because in truth, that was my money that was supposed to come to me, that I instead channeled towards you. And all I asked was that you go ahead and you share that, that you give that to this person who was destitute. Ukisharaisi she'in ata pakid ne'eman al kaspi. But then when I saw that you were not a trustworthy custodian on that money, when I asked you for something, you did not go ahead and give it to me. And you did not use the way then. Azai bacharti b'talmid shali, shereisi bo shusas lasos ritzoni. I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go ahead and rechannel that wealth once again and give it to my trusted student who is only too happy to comply with my words when I asked him. Vaf muchan lotzeis mi gidro b'shvil ha'kaimis as tzedaka ve'evarti es ha'ashirus elav. And I went ahead, it says the Abderav, and I made the decision. First I made the decision to give the wealth to you. Now I made the decision to give the wealth to him. Hischarit ha'ish al ma'asof ve'achar kach b'kesh mi'arebi. So obviously the wealthy man, or the formerly wealthy man, was very upset and very remorseful over his actions. And he asked from the Rebbe, Rebbe, Kol yamai hurgalti besafnukim, v'hanius ma'avira osi al dati, So at this point in time, the formerly rich man was obviously broken by these circumstances. He said, I got used to living a life of wealth. I got used to living a life of being pampered. And the truth is, this lifestyle is exceptionally difficult for me. Is there anything you can do to give me a little bit of parnasa? So the Rebbe calls in the Talmud, the newly wealthy Talmud, asks him to help out the formerly wealthy individual, and indeed he does so. We'll say, what's the message of the story? The message of the story, remember again, the section that we're dealing with over here is the need to be a pakid ne'eman, the need to be incredibly trustworthy in how one uses their material wealth. Sometimes we think that what we have is ours. Sometimes we think that what we have, unfortunately, we fall into the trap of kochi va'otzem yadi asli esachay alazeh. Look what I've accomplished. Look what I've done. And therefore, ultimately, again, I give myself the illusion that my wealth is mine, and therefore, again, I have the right to use it as I choose to be generous, to be stingy. Remember again, we're coming off the section of kamsonos. We're coming off the section of being a miser or being stingy. That stems from a recognition that ultimately, again, what I have is mine, and if what I have is mine, I have the absolute right to decide when and how and to whom to share it. But the truth is, we see that that's unequivocally untrue. And I'm both like, now in this particular Maisa, so the incredible nature of this story is that here you see that sometimes we are the beneficiaries of brachos that were supposed to go to others, but somehow were channeled towards us, which to me, the godless of the story, I both say, is as follows. That there are times in life when people come to us for help. And so I think to myself, okay, I have, you don't, and now it's my job to help. Sometimes you don't realize that the brachos we have in life are not because of us. The brachos we have in life are because of other people. And when being asked to help, I may be just returning my wealth or that wealth to where it actually belongs. You see, the ashir was dismissive of the Rebbe because the ashir thought that the Rebbe was asking him for his money. When, in truth, the incredible irony is that the Rebbe was asking the ashir for the Rebbe's money. Isn't that the incredible nature of this? That we don't really know how the world works in terms of why we have what we have. Yes, it's easy to think I have it because I work hard, and certainly I have to work hard for everything I have, but there's a whole cosmic reason for why I have what I have. Sometimes, again, it's someone else's bracha which was channeled to me to be able to help that individual. Sometimes, again, it's some other plan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, but one thing is clear, that what I have is part of a much greater plan. And as such, when I am called upon to give, and I am called upon to share, and I am called upon to help another, I have to be so careful not to fall into the trap of thinking, it's mine, and therefore I have decisions. You know, this yisod is so incredible, because especially when it comes to our material wealth, it is so... Now, obviously, I have a custodial responsibility to use my wealth carefully, and to use it smartly, and not just, again, and there are hierarchies of tzedakah, right? There are certain needs which take precedence over other needs. There's a chachma with it. But in terms of my hashkafa of giving, am I giving that which belongs to me? Look at me. I'm giving that which belongs to me. Or am I giving that which belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Am I the custodian or am I the owner? The greatest danger we face is sometimes when we begin to think we're the owner, when in fact all we're doing is all we are, each of us, are the money managers for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, making sure that we use that money wisely, making sure that we make the right spiritual investments, making sure that he who owns the money is ultimately happy with how I am using it. But so let's begin the next section. Take a look at the bottom of Tav Aleph. We'll just begin this, and then we'll have to stop for today. Kasav Rabbi Nachman ben Breslov. And we'll say now we're getting into another very interesting sugya, which is the sugya of anava, the sugya of humility. So the Rebbe writes as follows. The Mechaber writes as follows. Chazav Rabbi Nachman Breslov, bein hachno anava, when it comes to humility, tovim ha'olam, tovim ha'olam harbe. We'll say this is going to be a very profound section. Many people are profoundly mistaken when it comes to the concept of humility. Ki halo kama anu miyagin atzmina ba'avodos ha'betfila, kadei lotzeis mimochin de katnus, lemochin de gadlus. So we'll say this is part of Rabbi Nachman's general approach of the mitzvah gidola lihios besimcha, that there is an obligation to always be in a state of simcha, as the Rebbe feels that the greatest existential danger that man faces is atzvos, is sadness. When a person falls into the grips of sadness, then unfortunately, again, they make all kinds of mistakes and all kinds of missteps. So therefore, again, we spend our lives trying to avoid the clutches of sadness and coming into a state of simcha. Ve'imkein, i'ef shashiyah hachna bepshitos, ki imkein nichnas lekatnos atzmos. So the Rebbe says, and yet, anava, humility, is so misunderstood. Because people think that anava, that humility, the manifestation of it, is sadness. I beat myself up. So the Rebbe says that can't be true humility, because the goal of life is to transcend the sadness and to live life in a state of happiness, which we'll discuss. Therefore, again, we have to reinvent the concept of anava, of humility. Humility is not feeling bad about yourself. Humility is not beating yourself up over your mistakes. What is humility? And Mir Tzashem, we'll see you on Monday. Shkoyach.